Barbara Mayer is with me this morning, and I don't know how many of you, but people have been talking recently a great deal about Alzheimer's. You see it on television, and people talk about it. The Alzheimer's Association, the Connecticut chapter, Greater Hartford Area, this is what we are going to talk about. And again, this is something that people know about but yet don't know about. So let's welcome Bob Mayer to the program. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, I'll tell you, what a voice. All right. when you talk about this, is this a difficult subject for you to talk about? Is it getting better than it used to be when we talk about Alzheimer's?
I would say that it's not difficult for me to talk about simply because I don't have a familial connection to it. I work for the Alzheimer's Association, and I work hard to try and help people who are dealing with the disease and the caregivers, but I have been lucky enough not to be affected directly by the disease. So I'm also hopeful because things have been going in the right direction as far as research and the trials that we have been working on. So I wouldn't say it's a difficult thing to talk about, especially some of the things that we're doing to help people. So
also, I understand you've got an Alzheimer's walk coming up.
We do. October 14th at Rentschler Field. Registration begins at 8:30 in the morning. The ceremony starts at 10, and the walk starts at 10:30 at Rentschler. It's if you've never been to one of our walks, it's a really powerful and emotional day. We will have thousands of people at Rentschler Field, and it's great for the people that are affected by the disease because they sometimes feel isolated and alone.
That's right.
And on that morning, they know that they're definitely not alone. There are thousands of people there in the same circumstances and are there for support. So it's a great event.
Again, how many of these events have you had, Bob?
This will be our seventh walk of the year. We've got six so far in the state, and this is our last one.
You know, this is why I wanted to get you on the program, because what you have done is really something. I have been out to visit, and it is just mind-boggling, I call it, to see what you do, and it is coming along. Do you get that feeling too?
I do. Coming out of, we just had a conference. It's the largest conference on advancing dementia science. It was this past July, and significant gains have come out of that. One of the biggest ones was finding out that there is a correlation between high blood pressure and dementia. So if you can get your high blood pressure under control at an earlier age, you significantly reduce the possibility of getting dementia. And then, we're looking at other risks. It goes along the same lines as being a healthy lifestyle. If you live a healthy lifestyle, with exercise and diet and things like that, that significantly will help as well. So it is moving in the right direction for sure.
Well, just the tip that you gave, that I'm sure there are people listening to the program this morning that didn't know that. That's a great tip on the blood pressure.
Yeah, they're starting, you know, that's part of what they're talking about is, you know, trying to reach more people who kind of let their blood pressure go unresolved for a long time, versus trying to get them on some kind of statin or medicine to help them out. So
when is this again? Let's give the time again. And, I know, as you say, you get a tremendous crowd, and that is good, too, because people that want to know about Alzheimer's, people that want to know and meet some of the folks, and I think what you're doing is tremendous, and that is the reason that I wanted to get you for a little while on the program so the radio audience could appreciate it.
Yeah, so Brad, I also have with me one of our great volunteers from our committee, Susan Side, and she could tell you a little bit more about the walk.
Okay, well, can you hold on? I've got a news break coming up, and then we will certainly talk to Susan. This is going to be a big time. I've talked to several people about this, and I just think it's fabulous what you folks have been doing. And I just think that you got to get the publicity out there so you'll get more folks involved. And that's why we wanted to get involved ourselves. So in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get a news flash or two. And then we will be back talking with our friends from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut, chapter of Greater Hartford. And you're going to meet the area walk manager, Susan Syed, and she is going to be with us right after we check news. Stay tuned. It's 8:31 in the morning, and now let's go back to our special feature on the upcoming Alzheimer's Walk. And Susan Syed, Greater Hartford area, the walk. And Susan, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you? Can you speak up? Go ahead, speak up just a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for allowing us this time on your program. I've been a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter. This is my third year. Unfortunately, my mom and my grandmother both passed away from this dreaded disease, and I'm working with Bob and others to get the word out and to raise funds to help people in the state who are affected by it, and to also raise money for needed research. And as Bob said, a lot of research is going on, and more information is being discovered about the disease and about how people can help themselves to stay healthy so that they don't get this disease.
You know, Susan, one of the reasons that I did want to talk to you folks was because I don't believe, this is just my own opinion, I think folks in our business should do more as far as presenting this to the general public. Because if you do that, like you are doing, we found out that you do this, it's going to make more folks wonder less about the disease and want to help more. That's what it's going to do in the end, and I admire you folks for doing this. It's not easy, but you get a big crowd, and it's not a great thing to talk about, but you must talk about because it's part of life.
Well, I agree, and our walk coming up on October 14th is the largest walk in the state, and we urge people to go online to alz.org/walk and find the walk, sign up, and come on down with your family. You can register at the walk if you don't get a chance to do it online, and you'll find yourself a part of a really enormous movement to eradicate this disease.
Now, where again is this going to take place? So the folks that are listening now, no. Where is it going to take place?
It's going to take place at Rensselaer Field in East Hartford. Registration begins at 8:30. And then there's a ceremony that begins at 10, and the walk itself begins at 10:30. There's going to be food. There's going to be a place. Bring your pet. There's going to be a pet area. Bring your kids. There's going to be a kids area. And you'll see that especially if it affects your family or even a friend, you'll see all the thousands of people who are there working together to make this disease go away.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the first time that I've done this on the program. I have met several people who have worked in this particular field, and I just think, you know, it is tremendous to be part of it because they're part of life too. And I was very, very happy to find out just what you have been doing, and there'll be more that'll do things just like you, and the more the better. That's what's going to happen, I think, in Connecticut, and I think we will have more. So I just thank you again, and just tell us the time that this is going to start. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Sunday, October 14th. Registration at 8:30. Walk begins at 10:30. Come on out with your family, bring your kids, bring your pets, and have a great experience helping to eradicate Alzheimer's disease.
And what are the times again?
8:30 registration begins. 10:30 the walk actually begins, but there's also a ceremony at 10 o'clock that you won't want to miss.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm so happy. I really am that you folks were able to make it today, and just keep up what you're doing. You know, you never realize when you touch somebody, but you folks have done that, and there'll be more that will join you, more that will join you. And again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, my friend.